Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The left fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thad Tillotson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Thad Tillotson. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tresh. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mantle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Stroud moves to second. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone takes first base on ball four. Mantle moves to second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tillotson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Thad Tillotson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillotson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stroud bunts towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stroud. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Stroud steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tillotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Ward reaches second base with a double. Stroud scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Amaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Howard out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tillotson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Ward reaches second base with a double. Bill Monbukett now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukett strikes out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing center field. Ed Stroud now playing right field. Ken Berry now playing left field. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantle strikes out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Howard and he is out, Amaro applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh strikes out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Martin reaches second base with a double. Ward moves to third. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards second. Clark fields it and throws to first for one, and the throw to the plate, double play. Martin moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Agee steals second. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stroud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. It's 8-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dick Houser pinch hits for Bill Monbuquette. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Amaro takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Hal Renef now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berry is hit by the pitch. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renef fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tresh. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. It's 9-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy now playing third base. Al Weiss now playing shortstop. Don Buford now playing second base. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pepitone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard strikes out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Buford fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and New York Yankees, 0. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.